My guest at this time is David Hacker. He's an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. The ADF is involved in a case where a Tennessee Community College professor allegedly ordered her students to do numerous things in support of the gay rights movement, and any sort of dissent from her very active promotion of the gay rights movement was dealt with very severely. And David, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
We're talking about a professor named Dr. Linda Brunton. She taught a general psychology class at Columbia State Community College in Tennessee. She is part of what's known as the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Educators Network. And basically, she spent the semester indoctrinating her students. Who complained about this, and what did they tell you?
You know, we had several students contact us about this. And what happened was she assigned the class to wear Rainbow Coalition ribbons in support of homosexual behavior for at least a day on campus and wherever they went off campus. And students then had to write a reaction paper from wearing those ribbons and about how they were allegedly discriminated against while wearing the ribbons and kind of what they perceived with people seeing the ribbon and whatnot. Several students contacted us just objecting to this. It's a very clear case of a government official, a state college professor, compelling students to speak in a way that they disagree with.
And her conduct went beyond this one assignment, from what I understand?
Yeah, I mean, apparently this assignment has been going on for years, and the class has been used to promote this type of speech, and both inside and outside the classroom. And, you know, it's important to point out that colleges and professors can require students to play devil's advocate in a paper or argue a position in class that they don't necessarily agree with, as long as it's an academic exercise. But once the professor here, Ms. Brunton, required the students to advocate a message outside the classroom, that's compelled speech, and it's clearly unconstitutional.
What happened when these students or others complained to her either publicly or privately about not only what she was covering in the class, but how she was covering it and expected them to approach the issue?
You know, she unfortunately just brushed aside their concerns and basically described their views as ignorant and uneducated. And she said that she hoped the assignment would cause them to change their beliefs. And, you know, colleges are supposed to be the marketplace of ideas, not environments where professors are manipulating students into advancing particular political agendas or into agreeing with what the professor agrees. It's an opportunity for students to learn and make their own decisions. And so the Constitution does not allow a government official, like a college, public college professor, to force other people or students to adopt and advocate messages they disagree with.
Whether specific cases or anecdotally, how common is at least the pushing of this side of this debate on college campuses?
You know, we're finding it's very common. A few years ago, we represented a student at Missouri State University, and she was in a social work class, and the class was assigned a project to write a joint letter to the Missouri State Legislature advocating in favor of same-sex adoption and fostering. This student objected, said she didn't want to do that because it went well beyond just an academic exercise. It was advocating a position to a legislature. And the professor turned around and filed ethics charges against her. In fact, the worst ethics charges a student can receive at school. And then required her to basically sign an agreement saying she won't allow her personal religious beliefs to get in the way of doing these sorts of assignments. I mean, just a clear violation of her religious liberty, her rights of conscience, and her freedom from being compelled to speak in a way that she disagreed with.
David, the Alliance Defending Freedom, of course, is a legal organization. So what formal allegations or charges are you providing on behalf of these students, and what are you specifically asking Columbia State Community College to do about this?
You know, at this time, we've written to the college and asked them to investigate what happened and to take action to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future. The college did respond this last week, and said that they will start an investigation. But as you know, it's summertime, so they need to figure out where people are. And we're pleased with that, but they need to conduct a thorough investigation and take action to make sure that this doesn't continue to happen, because we have reason to believe that it's been happening for years.
And so just to reiterate the key point here, it wasn't just that she was pushing her views on an issue. A lot of professors, of course, will do that, but she was essentially ordering her students to adopt the same views, correct?
That's right. Compelling students to utter government-approved ideas or professor-mandated messages is not education. It's an abuse of power. And so we are hopeful that Columbia State Community College will acknowledge this and make sure that doesn't happen in the future.
Well, we appreciate you bringing it to our attention, David. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
David Hacker is an attorney at the Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.